In McAllen, Texas, the billion-dollar lawsuit against Bridgestone Firestone has gone to the jury. Dr. Joel Rodriguez is suing the tire company. He says that defective tires caused his Ford Explorer to flip on a Mexican highway last year. The accident injured Dr. Rodriguez, his brother, and his son, and left his wife with brain damage. NPR's Jackie Northam is at the trial in McAllen. Jackie, let's go over the closing arguments. The plaintiff's lawyers went first.
They did go first, and they said that this is a very simple lawsuit. They said, what caused the accident to happen in the first place? And they held up the tire that was mounted on the rear back of the Ford Explorer the Rodriguez family was driving in, and they said, this is what caused the accident, a Bridgestone Firestone tire. It caused the Ford Explorer to roll over.
And the defense?
The defense says there was nothing wrong with that tire. It was not defective. In fact, they believe that it went for over 1,000 miles after hitting something before the tread finally separated. Their case is that it was mounted on a Ford Explorer, and it's the Ford Explorer that is at fault here because they claim that it's more prone to rollover. There's problems with design and control with the Ford Explorer.
Jackie, the judge gave the jurors a list of 20 questions to keep in mind, both when they listened to the closing arguments and when they deliberated in the case in the jury room. Do you know what some of those questions were?
Yes, we went. He went over in front of the whole court. Part of it was who's to blame for it, whether it was Firestone to blame for this accident, whether it was Ford to blame for this accident. The other half is who is to pay for this accident. How much is the family, if indeed it is either of those companies at fault, how much the family should get because of this accident? What's really interesting, though, is that Ford settled this case last month for $6 million. Even so, they're no longer liable now. But the judge asked the jury to assess Ford's responsibility in this case, even though, again, they have settled. In other words, what percentage Ford is responsible for the accident, and what percentage is Bridgestone Firestone responsible?
So I assume that that would mean, even though the Rodriguez family has already settled with Ford, as you said, for $6 million, that perhaps other lawsuits down the road, that would sort of give them some notion of the shared responsibility, if in fact that's how the jury finds.
Well, indeed, and that's why this particular case is so important, because this is the first one that's really gone to trial, and there's more than 260 lawsuits still pending out there worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So even if Ford does not have to pay anything, if the jury does find that they're partially responsible, it will set the tone for these future cases coming up.
I know the Rodriguez family negotiated with the tire company and did not reach a settlement. The damages that they are seeking, however, seem extraordinarily high in this trial, in the range of $1 billion. That kind of money could certainly put a company out of business. It seems unrealistic.
It could certainly put something like Bridgestone Firestone out of business, certainly, because the company has been damaged so badly by the recalls on these defective tires. $1 billion, as you pointed out, is an extraordinary sum. And I talked to one of the legal team with the plaintiff's lawyers, and they said, yes, we know that's very high. You shoot high, you hope for something less. What they were trying to send to the jury by putting a $1 billion figure on this is how important this case is, to send out a signal that these tires are bad. So even though they don't expect to get $1 billion, they really are expecting to get quite a lot of money out of this.
Is it actually in their interest to win a huge sum? Often these sums are overturned.
They are overturned. That's one of the things, is because it is so high. If the jury does decide on some astronomical sum out there, when it goes to appeal, it'll be held up to a higher level of scrutiny. So it could backfire on them, though. But the interesting thing is that the Firestone team, the lawyers, they were putting the damages they suggested the jury put at this at $6 million. So you're going from $1 billion on one side to $6 million on the other, just over $6 million. So there's a lot of discrepancy and a lot that the jury has to sit and think about.
Jackie Northam, reporting from McAllen, Texas. Jackie, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Linda.